spilled your juice? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty is 2 times more absorbent than the leading ordinary brand. It cleans up messes and spills quicker, so you can get back to the party. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
It's the summer of 1,000 engagements at Robert Irwin Jewelers. And Howie, can people really buy diamonds online?
Of course they can, but I'm here to tell you, it is really tough. Diamonds are like snowflakes, and no two diamonds are alike. Some diamonds have the same exact lab grade, but what you're going to find out when you see them is that one is going to sparkle more than the other depending on how it's cut and where the inclusions are located. Only 5 to 10% of the diamonds I see on a yearly basis make it into a Robert Irwin Jewelers store, because I want to show bigger and brighter diamonds for you. Come see what I'm talking about. 4 convenient locations, Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Celebrate. Three Dog Night is coming back to the Fitz August 31st. Three Dog Night, live at Fitz Casino and Hotel. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey. Today's special guest host is Matt Stark.
Welcome back. We're jumping right back into it. I'm a little disappointed by the length of that commercial break. I thought we were going to hammer Calkins right at the top of the hour, 5 o'clock. Pretty darn punctual again, though, because it is 5 o'clock. Time for a visit with Jeff Calkins from the Jeff Calkins Show. You listen weekdays 9 to 11 here on 92.9. He also writes, and he writes well for the Daily Memphian, available at your local internet. Jeffrey is driving somewhere between Michigan and Memphis, driving solo 800-plus miles a day. Jeffrey, how are you? How is the drive coming?
Drive's good. Drive's good. Although it's getting hotter as I proceed south, which is a disturbing trend.
Yeah, that's not going to change.
But otherwise, it's okay.
Where's the update? Where are you? How far in? I Googled it because I care.
I'm in Illinois, but I'm not. You're always in Illinois. Like, when you drive this trip, Illinois, as Brad could tell you, Illinois goes on a long time. Have you done the drive from Memphis to Chicago, for example? Have you ever done that?
No, not to Chicago. We've done Detroit. I came around Michigan one time, but then we broke it up a little bit here and there.
So you didn't go straight up, but you didn't go straight from the tip of Illinois all the way up Illinois. Did you go by Boomland?
I did come from Chicago. A buddy and I, a million years ago after college, drove from Chicago, and our destination was Memphis. We wanted to get to see Graceland, but we didn't try to knock it out in one day. Like, we were hungover all the time, and we pulled over and like did whatever. So, but not in one day.
It's not the most.
There's nothing to see.
Interesting drive.
Yeah,
it's fine. The good news is that my favorite part of the drive is there. You are. You've come down from northern Michigan. You're in Chicago. You're emerging from Chicago, and there's a sign that says Memphis. Because there's nothing between Chicago and Memphis.
Yeah.
And so it says, I think Memphis 500 miles, I think it says.
Yeah.
But that's how little. And so the good news is that you'll get traffic in Chicago, obviously, lots of traffic in Chicago. But once you leave Chicago, there is never traffic between Chicago and Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's nothing between Chicago and Memphis, hence the sign. There's no. It says nothing else. It just says Memphis. And so it's good. It's good because it, barring some horrific accident, you can just cruise along.
That's a lovely thought as you steam along with your two dogs.
Accidents are the worst. They're really terrifying. It is. When you pass a really bad accident, I have not today, it's there for the grace of God, you know?
Yeah. This is true. Well, you're really bringing us down in this opening segment.
I apologize.
I'll tell you what, since you brought it up, let's stick with the death angle for a second. I was going to ask what kind of tapes, books on tape you listened to. Jim Boughton passed away yesterday, author of Ball 4, the first truly outrageous sports tell-all book that pulled the curtain back on, you know, superstars like Mickey Mantle, drinking, chasing women, that kind of stuff. You were a baseball writer. A, are you familiar with the book? B, what was your worst beat writer moment when you were covering the Florida Marlins, correct?
Yeah, I did read the book, although I don't remember much about it. I did read the book.
I love
that
book.
Just like I read Semi Tough. Now, Semi Tough was a fictionalized version of what football is really like by Dan Jenkins. But in terms of iconic sports books, those are two. Like you read Ball Four and you read Semi Tough, because they weren't this sort of glamorized one fictional, obviously, but still they weren't this glamorized view of these heroic titans on the gridiron or in the cathedrals of whatever. They wrote about these people as real people with addictions and weaknesses and everything else. And so it was sort of the new way of thinking about and writing about sports. I do sometimes wonder, like, that now the cover has been completely torn off, right? Because now there's TMZ, and now there is no, there's nothing. There's Twitter and sliding into DMs, and, like, there is no cover.
Yeah.
And I actually think, because you hear reporters lament, not so much anymore, but used to, it's not like it used to be where we used to actually get to know these players, right?
Yeah.
But part of that was you got to know the players with the unspoken agreement that you wouldn't write about the truth,
right? Yes.
You would write about, so they'd be on the trains going to ball games with the players, right? But they wouldn't write about whiskey or women or whatever. They wouldn't write about that. They'd just write about him swatting a colossal home run kind of thing.
Yep.
And it was sort of in the late 60s or early 70s that writers started to tell the truth. And that, by definition, screws up the relationship between the reporter and person covering the reporter, because the players don't want to have then access, et cetera. It's obviously one of the sort of turning point moments in sports writing is Ball Four. My worst moment, and I've talked about this before, was I don't know why it is, by the way, that baseball players are far and away the worst, not even close, at dealing with the media and at having open disdain for the media. They're far and away the worst.
Why do you think that is? You think it's just because, like, they play 162 games. You're in there every day from April until basically October. That's got to be why.
Go the other way. Like, I don't think so. The NBA has a lot more games than the NFL, but I actually think NBA players tend to be, they're not all, like the Russell Westbrooks of the world, right?
Yep.
But we're in Mike Conley's face every single day for 82 games and preseason games and then playoff games.
But that's also different by the player, I think, in that. So, and I'm also trying to think, like, okay, well, Memphis is also, we're a smaller market, right? So,
yes,
like,
they're
generally, minus the Jason Williams thing,
NBA
there isn't.
NBA players are considered good with the media, fundamentally. Considered good with the media.
Look at DeMarcus Cousins.
Clearly.
DeMarcus Cousins in Sacramento. Yes. That got ugly, though. You know what I mean? Another small market kind of situation.
There's no question that there are good, and there's lots of good baseball players.
Yeah.
Like, I had lots of good relationships with baseball players.
Yeah.
Jeff Conine, nice guy. Pat Rapp, no one remembers these people. But
I do.
Conine people remember. But they're good and bad and everything. I'm just saying, as a group, NBA players are good with the media. They're considered good with the media, and baseball players are not. And I actually would think baseball and hockey would both be good. And the reason is you would think, well, these guys didn't grow up relative to football players and basketball players in high school, they don't get as much attention.
Yeah,
right?
That's
true. They're not the BMOCs that football players and basketball players are. They don't, when they put it on college, it generally speaking, their pedestals are not as high. And then they have to go knock around the minor leagues in buses. And you would think that would tend to make them sort of a humble, open-hearted group. Whereas it's just the opposite. And some of it is, I just think, cultural. Like, you walk into the into a clubhouse, and you see how, you see how Benito Santiago and our, treated reporters. And so you say, oh, well, that's how you treat reporters. Like, some of it's just cultural. I mean, it's the only place where you would walk in and with a group of reporters and baseball players would moo, like, because we're a herd of cattle coming in. Like, it's just the open disdain. That never happens in the Grizzlies locker room, never. It's just weird to me. But so, and I don't see baseball writers are the worst, too.
Yeah,
and
that's true, too. That's true.
And I think it's because, and I do think there it's because it is the hardest life. It is the end. Like, you could become a beginning NBA or NFL writer, and the other writers would welcome you. The MLB writers are their own tight fraternity, and if you don't know who's the shortstop in Double A wherever, and, you know, they have disdain for you.
Mm-hmm.
I just found it to be – I did not like being a Major League Baseball beat writer. Well, there are parts that were nice. You get to unpack. So you go to Colorado, and instead of being there for one night as if you're covering the Nuggets, you get to actually unpack, and you're there for a whole four-game stand, and it's nice. But anyway, Albert Bell threw a flip-flop at me once.
Oh, that's right. And, you know what? I do recall this now.
Yeah.
Were you there for
awesome.
Josh Beckett, too?
Because I was sitting on his stool in a clubhouse interviewing another player, and so he threw a flip-flop at me. Was I there for whom?
Josh Beckett, because a lot of people say he was just a horrible human being. Good pitcher.
I was not there for Josh Beckett.
Hey, and here's an interesting theory.
Go ahead, yeah.
I got a theory. Our very own Brad Carson has weighed in. He's listening.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brad. His theory is that baseball players a lot of times are D-heads more than other sports because of the fail rate and the necessary confidence. Strikeouts, 300 hitters are good, pitchers – shaking confidence, that kind of thing. I could buy into something like that.
Wait,
like they're all.
What's the connection?
Because of the fail rate and the confidence that goes along with that in baseball. Like, I mean, you're succeeding 3 out of 10 times, and you're really good. So he feels maybe
you're
there's some insecurities.
Because they're actually insecure.
Yes, there's some of that. I can see that. Fans are always bitching about him, right? Send down Bennett. We got to call up somebody else that's gonna hit the applause button more or something. You know what I mean? Right, Bennett? No offense, Bennett. I'm just using you as an example.
Well, maybe it's the opposite, too, though. Maybe, how about this as a theory? The NFL and NBA, they're actually taught to deal with the media in college. And it's not necessarily like Saban doesn't treat them well or anything, right?
Right.
But they coach them up, and they say this is important, and they make it the necessary evil, et cetera. And so you learn the relationship then, as opposed to if you're coming up through, you know, if you're coming up through minor league baseball, there's really not being taught how to deal. I don't know. I don't know. And obviously, this is wildly a ridiculous stereotype because it within any clubhouse, there's lots of people who are great.
Yep.
Lots of people who are great. And there were in the Marlins clubhouse. And then there were people like Gary Templeton was on. Gary Sheffield was on that team. He was kind of more of a loose cannon than anything. He was just a loose cannon. Benito San Diego didn't like us. Conine was good. Chucky Carr was kind of a prima donna. It was fine. Brian Harvey didn't have much use for us. whatever. You can go sort of through them. Rene Latchman was the manager. He was a nice guy. He would pound, though. Like, during the – we'd go into his – you go into his office for his post-game remarks, and you sit down. None of this – I guess now they probably do, where they have to stand in front of the logoed things to do their interviews. Back then, you'd just go into the manager's office, and you'd sit down, and by then, you could tell. Like, Latch had already probably had two beers, and he had three more in front of him. And he was just working his way through a six-pack. And, after every game, it was quite something.
Nothing wrong with that. We're talking with Jeff Calkins. He is en route from Michigan back to Memphis. So I wanted to ask you, I was going to follow up and discuss some of the ESPYs with you, but you didn't have a TV in Michigan. Locally, I couldn't watch the ESPYs because my cable provider is having a squabble with Local 24. And then it got me thinking, so I missed out on some of the stuff, but I could catch up online. And I missed Rob Gronkowski's red carpet interview, but he did discuss – three-time Super Bowl champion, that he's now taking up cornhole, which got me to thinking, with no TV in Michigan, what are the top five Calkins family pastimes up there? aside from just generally having wicked smart conversations about Harvard and, you know, the GNP and all that stuff, like, what do you guys do up there?
We sail.
Okay.
Not on, like, some fancy yacht. We have sunfishes. Do you know, like, I'm basically with a board.
All right, wait.
Then we have some other
let me guess your list first, and you tell me if I've got it, because these I came up with five.
Okay.
I think cribbage, hands down, you guys play cribbage. A card game.
But you want me to wait for all five?
Like, give me a ding or...
I've never played cribbage in my life. No one's ever played cribbage. We do not play cribbage.
Wow.
No, sorry.
That's shocking.
We're way less hoity-toity than you think.
Oh, man.
We do chores, so we, like, open the place up.
That doesn't count.
And close the place.
Yeah, of course. But
that's,
like,
what we do. We don't really have, like, my parents weren't big on amusement.
Man.
And then, honestly, at this point...
This sounds depressing.
At this point, you chat with your parent. Here's the truth. I've said, like, being 99 is no picnic, and being 95 is no picnic. And thank God there are nine of us, because taking care of a 99 and a 95-year-old, taken care of, but I say that, it is kind of a full-time deal. My dad, actually, when we were talking about it, he said, we really would be in a nursing home. He said, we've kind of constructed our own nursing home, which is they have us full-time help. So, yes, this idea that we sit around playing cricket and cribbage and whatever is just no. We do paddle the canoes. We have canoes. You can paddle around on a canoe. You can sail. This is going to sound way – never, I'm not even going to say it. We have a tennis court. We do have a tennis court up there.
Okay.
So there's a tennis court in the woods, and
I want to hear the one that you were going to say, and then you decided not to say.
But I don't like admitting that we have a tennis court. That sounds like a rich person's thing, you know.
Yeah.
I don't like to have your own private tennis court. That sounds like I'm pretending I'm a Kennedy or something.
You know what's hilarious?
We don't have a compound. It's a cottage. You know, it's a cottage. It does not have air conditioning. Of course, you don't really need it. It does not have a television. It does not. It's pretty. The walls are so thin you can hear anything anyone says. There's bugs.
You go get ice cream where the cows are pooping right in front of you.
We actually debated long and hard as to whether to. We didn't have a shower for a long time, and we debated long and hard as to whether to put in a shower. We now do have a shower, but only one shower in the place, and it is rustic. Let me just say that it is highly rustic. So fair.
All right,
anyway.
Let me get you back on the sports train, and this would be a theoretical question for you. You're a Buffalo Bills fan. Your team has never won a Super Bowl. They've lost four.
Correct.
This is not news to you. Tennessee Titans head coach Mike Vrabel went on Bussin' with the Boys today. That's a podcast. You're driving. You mentioned you like podcasts. You might want to check it out. It's with Titans offensive tackle Taylor Lewan and former Titan linebacker Will Compton. They discussed what Vrabel would be willing to do to win a Super Bowl with the Titans. Keep in mind, he won three with the New England Patriots, who, Jeff, as you know, they've won six. They asked Vrabel what he would do to win a Super Bowl with the Titans, and, well, there's no polite way to say it. I'll cage around it because, like Gary says, I'm aware there are kids listening at times. He said he would cut off his own D, essentially, his manhood.
He's lying.
He said this into a microphone. Of course he's lying, but he said it. He said, I've been married 20 years.
Lying.
Yeah, I would do it.
I don't need it anymore?
Yeah.
I don't need it anymore.
That's it. Unbelievable. Would you be willing to do that for the Buffalo Bills to win a Super Bowl? Like, what are you willing to do to help your team win?
I would absolutely cut off his D for the Bills to win a Super Bowl. I would 100% be willing to cut off Mike Vrabel's D. Although I don't like that at blood, but for the Bills Mafia, I would be willing to do that for them to win a Super Bowl. What would I do? I don't know. What would I do? I don't know what I'd do.
You wouldn't go to that length.
Honestly,
pun intended.
At this point, I just kind of assume my teams. Are never going to win a title.
No, at some point they will.
Me too.
At some point they will. You got to keep the faith.
No, but you get You think that's true, Bennett? Your team? Who do you count as your team?
The Titans.
Mike Vrabel, who's willing to go all out out for you, Bennett.
Titans, the Tigers, and the Grizzlies, and the Baltimore Orioles. But they won a title before I was born.
Okay, so I got to tell you, I think the Grizzlies, unless this
trouble.
Thing comes together the way we like, you're in trouble with the title.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think they can get to the Western Conference Finals again. Like, I could see that. But winning a title, most teams don't. Right?
Yeah.
So I think that's rough. Tigers, again, never done it, but you could in the next 10 years, I think. You got a shot. You got less than a 10% shot.
A much better shot than he had 2 years ago.
Tiger basketball and football.
Well, the Tiger football is impossible.
It's impossible.
They don't let them. So that's just it's scandalous, but they don't let them. The question is, who is more likely to win a title in the next decade, the Titans or the Tiger basketball team?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one.
It's just it's so much easier in the NFL, right?
There is real parity in the NFL such that anyone can win a title. There's no question that's true. But in the next 10 years?
In the next 10 years, I'm betting on the Tigers.
I think over the course of your life, Bennett,
mm-hmm.
How old are you now?
32.
Okay, we're going to give you certainly 50 years, okay?
Okay,
in the next 50 years, I'm going to say more likely that the Titans win, just because parity is possible in the NFL and whatever. But in the next 10 years, I think it's more likely that the Tigers win, the Tiger basketball team wins. Because
I think that's a good answer.
Mariota, you got Mariota. I don't think – he doesn't look like right now a Super Bowl winning quarterback.
No, he can't stay healthy, for Pete's sakes. Yeah.
Right. So if they don't win with him, then you got to go find your new quarterback, and that could take years. And then if you draft them, they're going to be young they're not going to win a Super Bowl right out of the gate. And you might whiff again like you did with Jake Locker or who knows, you may have with Mariota.
Oh, that was a bad pick.
I think in the next 10 years, I don't know if it was a bad pick.
Jake Locker was.
Oh, Jake Locker was a bad
pick. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I don't know if Mariota was a bad pick.
He's been okay,
I mean, what were you going to do, not pick him? You had to pick him.
Mariota, for sure. No, I don't have a problem with that one. Yeah. Jake Locker is the one I got the problem with.
But
that was
dumb. The Tigers are more likely to win a title in the next 10 years, the basketball Tigers. And I think they got 5% chance of winning a title in the next 10 years. What do you think?
I think it's better than the Titans, yes. I think you look at, what Penny's done in a year, and then you can just dream and hope, and you stack another recruiting class, and you get the ball rolling, and, I think it's easier to be done.
You got 5 years now of peak Penny when you could win a title.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're getting great recruiting class after great recruiting class, you're going to have put yourself in a position to win a title. I mean, that's Penny's expressed goal.
Yeah.
He doesn't talk about – Penny doesn't talk about chopping off his tee to win a title.
No, he doesn't. But that might be a good question. That might be a good question for his next media appearance that you can ask him.
Whereas Vrabel is he knows it's unlikely.
That sounds like a crazy linebacker thing to say. That sounds like just a crazy football linebacker thing. You know?
But he's going to extreme measures because he knows how unlikely it is, right? He won't ever have to cut off his tee because he's not going to win a title. Penny's not making that bet because he thinks he's winning a title.
That's a good
without
point.
Without cutting off anything.
That's a good point.
So I think that's a possibility. But I don't know. What's it like? What's it like when your team – what was it? What's the first champion? You grew up with a Celtics winning title.
Yeah, that's true. But, I wasn't a diehard.
Yours?
Yeah, I mean, the Celtics, I was a big Larry Bird. I was a big Celtics fan in the day, but, the Red Sox were always my favorite team, and then it was the Patriots,
so
they were just garbage forever.
The best title was the Red Sox finally winning the World Series.
It's
hard to get better than that.
2001, dude, when they beat the Rams, they beat the greatest show on turf with some kid named Tom Brady.
That was
pretty damn awesome.
The curse.
I'm not saying it was better. I'm not saying it was better, but... Dude, it was right up there. Yeah, because you beat the Yankees the way that one thing went down.
No, because 03 to come back. All these people, no one was sitting there saying my father and grandfather before him rooted for the Red Sox, and we can finally, as a family, die. And
right.
I like that with the Pats winning.
Yep.
It wasn't the same. It didn't have the same roots in history and generation.
That was pretty awesome, though. I remember I
was... Like the Son of Sam, is that the Son of Sam website where everyone, this is for, and everyone went on and wrote about. And honestly, like if the Memphis Tigers ever won, you could do that, where everyone goes on a website or a page. There was Son of Sam Horn, I think it was called.
Oh, yeah. I know it well.
It was a Red Sox website,
yep.
And it was, everyone went on there and basically said, this is for, and they listed
yes.
someone
yep.
who they remembered, who
yep.
was not here, and usually knew who it why this meant so much.
My grandfather, he grew up in Western Massachusetts, huge
yeah.
Red Sox fan. He never saw it, for sure. By the way, you mentioned Sons of Sam Horn. You want to hear something crazy? So I was obviously a huge fan back in the day. I was a member of that group. I would just, you get on and I didn't post much because they're all baseball nerds and super smart. But I got into the chat room and Kurt Schilling showed up that night in the chat room. Like everybody, he used to post on there.
Really?
And they kept a little spot for him. And they kept kicking people out of the chat. And I got in there and Kurt Schilling's chatting with us for a few minutes. It was pretty cool.
Was he saying crazy ass things?
No, not at the time. He was still just talking about baseball and his chewed up ankle and that kind of thing.
He hadn't gone
nuts by then. No, he was just a baseball player. Listen, don't do anything extreme on the way home, like cutting off anything as you went to the final hours of this drive.
Thank
We'll catch you tomorrow, 9 a.m. bright and early.
See ya.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Jeff Calkins battling the. The road zombie stage. He's got to be zoning out. Like, that's a long drive. 12 hours
yeah.
by yourself?
Yeah.
I mean,
I think he does make a good point about the teams. Like, obviously, in the NFL, a lot more parity, and so it's easier to turn your team around.
Which is an excellent point.
But in the Titans scenario, I think it's a little more unlikely to happen anytime soon. And with the Tigers, I think that it's like he said, you've got this window right now
right.
where
you put yourself in this situation.
Yeah, now he's got to come in and win games. Like if you're bad with good recruits, then you're not going to be able to recruit, better down the road and everything. But
right.
if we assume everything goes as planned, you bring in these great recruits, you win games, you're going to recruit at a high level the next at least 5 years, like he said, and you hope you get it done in that window.
You'll win a title in your lifetime,
buddy. I hope so, man.
Man. I'm kind of pulling for you, but I also want to keep hogging them and keep winning them.
The thing with the Titans, I care more about the Memphis teams. Like, I want the Grizzlies and the Tigers to bring them home.
I think Memphis is with you on that. We're going to talk some basketball. It's not a national title or anything like that, but it is the basketball tournament. We're talking about that with Memphian former Ridgeway star, former Vanderbilt star, Derek Byers, when we come back. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Jason Smith.
I would be more Mike Conley with it.
I know how to roll under the radar with my money.
John Martin.
We'd be in San John.
You'd have all your cash out because I've heard you talking about it on other shows.
But
you'd have all your cash out and telling people all about
it. On a Cancun, sipping margaritas, and we're on the loose.
Jason and John, middays 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., broadcasting on 680 a.m. This is 92.9 FM, ESPN.
So there's a man named Bill, lived out in Cairoville, had a home, he wanted to sell it, so he did what I've been telling you to do for years now. He got in touch with Josh Hysaw, and Josh Hysaw went to work, got 8 showings on day one. Bill's home out in Cairoville, it sold for the full asking price. Now, how does Josh Hysaw do this? He does it with his 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. The first step is Josh helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive to buyers. Then you guys agree on a price, then Josh goes to work. And if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you, and it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh does not obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked, even if your opinion makes no sense. There are flexible fees, no upfront costs. So if you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I would call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
You've heard of the Carpenter Art Garden, right? And all the wonderful things it does for the underprivileged young people in Binghamton? Well, now the Carpenter Art Garden hires kids from the neighborhood as staff. That's due in part to a grant from Triumph Bank. And this summer, a group of volunteers from Triumph Bank will be working with the Carpenter Art Garden to teach a 6-week course on financial education and literacy. Think about all the things you know that you take for granted. How to set up a checking account, how to use a debit card, how to budget, and how to save. Triumph Bank understands it's impossible to build any kind of financial future without these basic skills. So they've put together a team of volunteers, which includes the CEO of the bank, Will Chase, by the way, to make sure the kids at the Carpenter Art Garden have the knowledge and the access that they need. That's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, and that's how the people at Triumph Bank treat everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
If you thought attending college while holding down a job was out of the question, CBU's College of Adult Professional Studies can help you make it work. We offer flexible 8-week courses to fit your busy work schedule and budget. And CBU has options to count work experience toward your degree, which saves you money. Contact us today at 901-321-3291 or visit cbu.edu/CAPS. That's cbu.edu/CAPS or 901-321-3291. Work on your degree while you work.
This is Andy Wise. For 20 years, I was Memphis TV's chief consumer investigator. I'm out of TV news now, but I'm still your consumer investigator. I've launched my own consumer advocacy venture called Wise Choices at andywisechoices.com, where I still work for your protection and where I endorse local companies with your best interest. And one of those companies is Cooper Systems. I came to know Cooper Systems when I partnered with Lee and Lauren Cooper and their staff on an undercover investigation of computer repair businesses. Lee and his crack technicians helped me uncover some pretty bad deals. They helped me hold lesser computer repair shops accountable. For over 26 years, Cooper Systems has been solving computer problems honestly and at a fair price. You want reputation? You want locally owned? You want an impeccable record? You want Cooper Systems. For the best in computer repair, virus removal, data recovery, cracked screens, for active customers, they'll even come to your house to repair your computer. Cooper Systems also has great deals on new and refurbished PCs and Apple Macs, desktops, laptops, and printers and monitors too. For all of your computer needs, trust Cooper Systems to be your wise choice.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Most auto repair shops do what's best for them, which helps their pocket. But Madison Automotive cares about your goals and needs of your vehicle, so they do what's best for your situation, unlike any other repair shop. Ask about our million-mile warranty. MadisonAutomotive.com.
As a small business owner, when was the last time you considered switching internet providers?
I don't even remember. Running a business keeps me pretty busy.
Let's compare your current provider to Comcast Business. Are you getting fast, reliable internet?
Sometimes.
How about a full suite of innovative services like separate Wi-Fi networks, 4G wireless backup, and advanced voice solutions?
I highly doubt it.
Sounds like Comcast Business could give you more. Make the switch to the nation's largest gig speed network now and get an amazing deal. Right now, get fast 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines and sign up for paperless billing and auto pay. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Monthly service charge increases by $10 without paperless billing and auto pay. Offer ends 8/21/19. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Backup limited to up to 8 hours.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis. Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Step my money fast and go. Today's special guest host is Matt Stark.
Right, time for a chat with Derek Byers, former Ridgeway High School star. He starred at Vanderbilt, and he joins us to discuss his role as a GM/coach for the upcoming The Basketball Tournament, the $2 million event that tips off with a Memphis Regional next weekend. Derek, how you doing, man?
Hi, everything's great. How are you?
Doing great, thank you. So year six of this tournament now, just for those that aren't familiar, 64 teams, winner-take-all, single elimination tournament, basically like the NCAA tournament, except the players actually have a chance to see some instant money. How did you get involved with this? Tell us, talk me through that.
Exactly. You described it right. I believe in 2016, I created a team called Kings of Memphis, where I got like a bunch of Memphis buddies involved. I saw that the league had been getting a lot more notoriety. It had been around since like 2014. And yeah, we started there. We tried to, you know, get some votes and stuff like that, but it was kind of hard because a lot of the alumni teams do better because of their following.
Yep.
So we have to merge with another team and make it Kings of the South. And then now, you know, some of the rules changed a little bit, and I decided to, you know, just kind of reprise it a little bit.
So now your team is owned by Damari Carroll, correct? And what's the name of your team?
Yeah, he's the booster. So the booster is just somebody who supports the team, you know, and we're using his name cachet to generate a lot of, you know, buzz and awareness. The name of the team is called Team Every Day.
Okay, that's what I thought it was. All right, so let's start with the name. No disrespect now, but it doesn't exactly roll off the tongue. You know what I mean? Like the cheers in the gym. Let's go, Team Every Day. That's a little difficult. Explain where that came from.
Yeah, it doesn't. I mean, DeMarcus Cousins has a team in the Lexington region called Loyalty is Love. And Loyalty is Love. So, you know, a lot of these teams, you know, you got to wonder where the name came from. We're called Every Day because that's just kind of Damari Carroll's moniker.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at him on social media, he's always talking about, you know, his fashion sense. He does that every day, or, you know, his junkyard dog-like effort on the court every day. Like, he's tough and he grinds every day pretty much.
So talk me through your roster a little bit. I know you got Ronaldo Balkman from South Carolina, a couple guys from Washington. I'm not trying to get you in trouble in the locker room, but, like, who's going to be your main guy that you're going to depend on if this team is able to move on in the tournament?
Yeah, a lot of guys bring different dimensions. Adrian Banks is another Memphian. So, you know, he's a local name, played at Tresvant, did really well. He's really established himself overseas. In Italy and Israel and all these places. So somebody I'm really counting on to, you know, play a big part. We have a team full of just veterans that know how to play, former NBA players. And I can't say there's one guy I'm depending on for one thing, but everybody's bringing something, whether it be scoring, rebounding, or what have you.
We're talking about the basketball tournament with SEC legend, former Vanderbilt star, Derek Byers. So some details about this thing. The Memphis Regional is going to be played on campus at the Elmo Road Fieldhouse next week, July 19th to the 21st. They've got session tickets for as low as $20. You can get into all four sessions for $60. Pretty good deal. Talk to me about the quality of basketball. Like, obviously, this thing, you could stream it. It's been on ESPN and things like that. You already mentioned some of the rosters, maybe not household names, but by and large, everybody in this thing has played high-level college basketball, and most of them have played professionally. So, you know, this isn't like just a pickup game. Like, these kids, we've got some talented people coming to town.
Yeah, exactly. I think when they first created this back in 2014, it was open for just the common person, like anybody, whether it be a rec league player or whatever. I think the bigger it got, the more, you know, competitive it got, you know, former NBA guys, you know, overseas, high level, G League, or just guys who can just, you know, just really play. So it's become more than just kind of like a rec league kind of situation. The guys are really hungry out there. The guys are really trying to win the grand prize. And I think it just makes for, you know, good competition. It's like going to the park and somebody saying, I bet you one-on-one that I'm going to beat you this game. You're going to see two guys really go at it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You've had a long playing career since college, multiple NBA stops as well as overseas. You've soaked up and obviously seen, played a lot of hoops. So as the general manager, is a management role, is coaching something that you could see yourself getting into, much like, you know, former NBA veteran Jerry Stackhouse, who we got to know up close and personal here with the Memphis Grizzlies, who's now the head coach at your alma mater at Vanderbilt. Is that a road you could see for yourself?
Right. Absolutely. I'm out here Las Vegas at NBA Summer League right now. I've been attending some front office meetings and talking to some people. You know, just I definitely think that's something I can do. As you noted, I'm not the coach of the team. I'm just the general manager. So I just pretty much built the team. I contacted guys. I looked at the roster makeup. And, yeah, we put a team together. So I could definitely see myself doing that.
Obviously, we're talking with Derek Byers, Memphis guy, former Ridgeway High School star. People know your connection to this city, even though you played at Virginia and at Vanderbilt. But you know Memphians. They love their basketball, particularly when it's rolling. And Penny certainly has that rolling right now. Even though you didn't go to Memphis, people know you're from Memphis. When you're out and about, when you're in Vegas at the Summer League, are people talking to you about Penny Hardaway and what's going on with the Tigers?
Yeah, all the time. I mean, literally, I wore a T-shirt yesterday on at Bluff City. I mean, that's always ingrained in wherever I go. A lot of the people are talking about, you know, James Wiseman and Penny Hardaway and just all the buzz that's going on with the city right now. Even, you know, the Grizzlies with Ja Morant, you know, Taylor Jenkins being a new coach and things like that. So I think there's great buzz around the city right now, like no other time I can remember right now.
Also changes at your alma mater, as I mentioned a minute ago, Jerry Stackhouse, the new head coach there. What's been the reaction from the Commodore community, from former players like yourself, to his hiring and his goals for turning around that program?
Everybody that I've spoken with absolutely loves that hire. He brings a lot. He brings, obviously, a name, somebody who, you know, name recognition, guys that, you know, a lot of players like to see a coach who's been there of where they want to go. Mm-hmm. So he's been at every level, you know, G League Coach of the Year. He won a championship. He's been in the NBA. He's been an NBA All-Star. He's done it all. And he brings a high level of professionalism, class, and a lot of enthusiasm. I mean, I'm looking online, social media. He's at every single athletic event affiliated with Vanderbilt. The baseball team just won the national championship. Yep. He was out there at the games. So he has a lot of Commodore pride already. I've seen it.
He's got the visibility and the name cachet, which also always helps. We're wrapping up with Derek Byers, former Ridgeway High School star, starred at Vanderbilt as well, an SEC legend. And I got to ask you this, Derek, and I hope it's not going to bring back any unpleasant memories, but our mutual friend, Will Hudgens, who is our athletic director at St. Benedict, where I work, former Ridgeway football star, and he was also apparently on the swim team, he tells me, what I need to see some video of. Also played some basketball, but football and baseball for the Memphis Tigers. Will tells me that as a sophomore, he beat you, Derek Byers, Mr. Basketball, in a slam dunk contest at Ridgeway High School. So a couple things. A, is this true? And B, give me some details on how Will Hudgens beat you at this dunk contest.
Oh, my goodness. Man.
You weren't expecting that, were you?
No. You called me way off guard. Will is my guy. There wasn't a sport at Ridgeway that Will did not participate in. He was like an eight-time sport participant. But, I think, you know, Will was one of those guys who, you know, with his antics and everything. Honestly, I don't remember if he won. He did an amazing dunk. I do give him that. I thought I won, but I think he was like, you know, all the antics and stuff like that. So he really got the crowd hype behind it, and he was a crowd pleaser.
Yeah, he's a showman. And so knowing that I was talking to you today, I had to ask him. I'm like, all right, you know, what can you do? What do you got about Derek? So he mentions the dunk contest. And I'm like, listen, you got to, like, don't be telling me this is a Nerf hoop, all right? Derek Byers, everybody knows what he's done in the basketball court. Tell me the truth. And he was like, I straight up beat him. So here's the deal. Since there was antics involved, whatnot, we have a lovely gym over at St. Benedict. Anytime you want to come and stage, like, a rematch or something like that, I'll make that happen.
Wow.
You just let us know, all right? I'm going to roll out the welcome mat. I know Will will roll out the welcome mat over there as well. And anytime that we can make this happen, let's do this. We'll give you a shot at some redemption, Derek.
Yeah, I'm game for it. Let's do it. Let them know.
Oh, man. All right, this is going to happen. Listen, Derek, we appreciate your time today. Best of luck with the tournament. Team every day. They start play next weekend in the Memphis Regional. Tickets just $20 a session. You can check out tourney details on thetournament.com. Thanks for your time, Derek.
Thank you so much.
Good stuff with Derek Byers. I really want to make this slam dunk contest happen here. I'm not sure that my man Will Hudgens is up for it. He's not maybe at the same playing weight as when he was a sophomore in high school. Still super athletic. I'm not saying that.
Well, I mean, Derek's got to do the tournament, so yeah. You got time. Like, you know, Will.
Get into game shape.
Get back into game shape, and okay. Let's do this thing.
I'm going to lay down the challenge. Like we're done off the air. Make that happen. Dinner to go when we come back.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
You make a million tough business decisions every day. So here's the easiest one of the year. Dell's Black Friday in July is back and bigger than ever. Get no-brainer deals on the very latest computers with Intel Core processors and a huge selection of servers, electronics, and more. All with free shipping on everything. To make your decision even easier, Dell's Small Business Technology Advisors can help you find just the right tech. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's an easy call to make at 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusiness.
Casino and Hotel welcomes back legendary R&B superstars, The Manhattans, featuring Gerald Austin, Friday and Saturday, July 19th and 20th. Tickets start at $25. Get them at the Fitz or through Ticketmaster. Spend the night at the Fitz with the Manhattan Special. A deluxe room and two reserve concert tickets for just $179. Call 1-662-363-LUCK and tell them room code CP Star. Let's just kiss, say goodbye. The Manhattans featuring Gerald Austin, Friday and Saturday, July 19th and 20th at 8 o'clock in the Great Hall at the Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here. Must be 21. Room code required to qualify for package discounts. Subject to availability. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Before your future Heisman takes the football field, make sure they're protected with properly fitted equipment and apparel from All American Sporting Goods. This is the only place in Memphis offering this service for your football player. Proper fit is important for protection and good play on the field, and only All American takes the time to make sure your athlete has a personal helmet fitting, the correct size shoulder pads for his frame, pants that fit, the hottest cleats, accessories, and more.
So plan on trying on what you purchase. They'll teach your athlete how to wear it and take care of it.
All American Sporting Goods offers all the top brands like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Schutt, Douglas, Wilson, and Rawlings. Get all these top brands at the team price. Shop local with the experts who've been fitting peewees to pros for over 50 years. All American Sporting Goods.
Located on Summer Avenue. Visit them on Facebook, allamericaninc.com, or call them at 324-3783 for more information. Protection comes with a proper fit at All American Sporting Goods.
Hi, this is Troy Five Ash, owner of Five Ash Roofing. As most of you know, I don't have a history of bragging or boasting that Five Ash Roofing is the best roofer in the Memphis area, but did you know we are the only diamond level roofing professional in the area? We are one of very few local roofing companies that have been in business for 20 years. We've never had a justified claim against us. We are locally owned and family operated. Our labor warranties are for the life of the shingles. We're experts in insurance claim. We do residential and commercial work. We are the official roofer of the University of Memphis Athletic Department and a proud member of the Tigers home team. We support local youth sports and St. Jude. We have worked with churches and veteran services to help those in need by providing services at a deep discount or even for free. We are currently working with Young Life to give them a free roof on the historic log cabin in Germantown. Five Ash Roofing, fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Five Ash Roofing is what we do. We're here for you.
Get to us a Sunday.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parry Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN. Today's special guest host is Matt Stark.
I hustle for my chain like a pit stop. I used to want to grip grain to my wrist lock. Ooh, now I want a BMW i3. It's little but it's on point like Kyrie.
Welcome back. Final segment on this Thursday. Tomorrow's Friday. That's always exciting. Like, it's not news, right? Friday always follows Thursday. But
that's correct.
The end of the week is here. We've
it's
made
still
it.
Exciting.
It is exciting. Enjoy this today. GP, double shot from down at the Peach Jam. And we'll get into more Peach Jam details with him tomorrow as that event continues underway. Appreciate Eric Hasseltine stopping by today, breaking out from lunch in Vegas, talk some Grizzlies basketball. They have a huge basketball game tonight. I don't know if I can overstate that enough as they meet the also undefeated Celtics in Summer League. That may come up in just a moment. Thank you, too, to Derek Byers, former Ridgeway, former Vanderbilt star, SEC legend. And we may have lined up a slam dunk contest with him and Will Hudgens over at St. Benedict. I think we need to incorporate that. I'm thinking we put it in a pep rally. We get the news crews out there.
Yeah.
No such thing as bad pub, even if Hudgens, like, blows out an ACL or something. Like, take one for the team, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
For sure.
Just, you got to do what you got to do. And thank you, Bennett, of course. Make it nice and easy
absolutely.
On
absolutely.
And we'll do this again tomorrow. But before we do that, let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
I feel like we learned a lot of things. Number one, if you're traveling by airplane, like, travel with an attitude like GP has. Not that it's necessarily bad, but, like, he's telling stories about talking to airline people. Like, I would never talk in the airline to because I'm always terrified, like, you're going to be the guy. They're like, all right, then fine. You're not on your plane. Yeah. And your vacation's screwed. Now, granted, he travels a ton for work. But, like, when they tell you, you know, give me your ID, like, I couldn't be more serious when I'm talking to these people.
Mm-hmm. I've been through that.
He's OG, I guess.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then we did learn some stuff about the Peach Jam that the Tigers feel that, man, they got a good shot. Maybe not the number one recruiting class in 2020, but, like, top five. And they feel that's gettable. Like, realistic. And we'll talk more about that with GP tomorrow. We also learned that, Bennett, you're the coach of one of your favorite teams, Tennessee Titans, Mike Vrabel,
yeah.
is willing to do some really just really bizarre stuff to win a Super Bowl for the Titans. He wants to cut off his manhood.
Yeah.
Which, like, as a fan, how does that make you feel to realize, like, that he's willing to go that far for you? Or at least says he is.
I'm just glad my coach is willing to go to battle. That's all. You know? I appreciate what he said, and I hope it doesn't come to that. I hope he gets to keep his manhood and they win a Super Bowl.
Kind of makes me wonder about his mental state, to be honest.
Oh, you think he took too many hits in his playing days?
Like, I don't know. I'm just saying. Like, why would you say that? That doesn't make any sense to me.
It's dedication.
I guess.
Oh.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Should we do
What's the biggest game tonight?
Should we do the game first? I thought it was on TV. Biggest game tonight. Your undefeated Memphis Grizzlies taking out the also.
I was thinking about my coach cut off his penis. I'm sorry.
It's a weird place that we're all in right now. Grizzlies undefeated taking on the undefeated Boston Celtics in Summer League. 9:30 tip, ESPN2. Some people, Bennett, have said that it's the biggest game in Summer League history. And by some people.
Are they saying that?
I'm like me just now.
Yeah.
But some people have said that.
I'll
so
hop
it's
on board
out there.
That bandwagon. That's
it's
cool.
out there now. Taco Fall 76. He's actually kind of a fun story. Like, we saw him develop from, like, I don't want to say a freak show, but like a sideshow at UCF where he was just tall. He's developed into, like, now, like, the Celtics just cut someone yesterday because now, like, he's got a legit shot at making that roster. And he's got an interesting backstory.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for the kid.
I'm rooting for him, too. I saw, like, some dude did an interview with him at the Summer League, and it was so douchey. Like, the guy that was interviewing him. Because the whole interview was like, oh, you're so tall. Like, it was just like, dude, come on, man. Like, that's, like, all people probably ever ask him. Like, why don't you ask him about having a chance to make the roster or
no
something?
No doubt.
It was just all jokes about that. But I say all that to say, how awesome would it be to see Brandon Clark just yam it?
Power one down
taco
on him?
Tonight.
That would be great. Because that's a legit question that they have. Like, his wingspan, Brandon, is not as big as someone his size.
Right.
So it's, how is he going to deal with bigger players? Well, maybe tonight we get to see.
Yeah.
I don't know. 9:30 tip. I'm going to check it out. You should check it out, too.
What should I watch on TV?
Here's what you shouldn't watch on TV. I hate to keep pile driving, holy moly, but come on. All due respect to Joe Tessitore.
He was on our airwaves today.
I know he was on with Jessica Benson on the Jason and John show today. He was great. I'm sorry, Bennett. I got to keep it real for the people. That show is terrible. I get that it's wholesome entertainment for the family, okay? I get that. You know what else was wholesome entertainment for the family?
What?
And still sucked? America's Funniest Videos. Like, at some point, like, okay, you can watch it with a family. That's great.
Dude,
is it any good?
America's Funniest Videos was awesome back in the day.
See,
with Bob Saget?
you were the people that kept that damn show on for like 10 years too long.
Dude, before we had like smartphones and stuff, like we couldn't see funny videos without watching America's Funny Some Videos.
I can't believe we're having this discussion. Thankfully, because of U-verse and their problem with Nexstar, I don't need to worry about that. So I'm going to catch up on some deadliest catch on the old DVR and then flip it over and watch the Grizzlies at 9:30.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, you should read whatever JP's got going on the Peach Jam. He kind of talked about how last year was almost in danger of going away because of the NCAA doing stupid stuff. And then he wrote about it, and a bunch of people wrote about it. And the NCAA was like, maybe we won't do stupid stuff. And then the Peach Jam was back. So check that out. And then here's one for you. Go online. Go to your local bookstore or whatever. Get a copy of Ball 4. That book, one of my favorite books of all time. The author, Jim Boughton, died last night at 80, as we discussed with Jeff Calkins. One of the first real tell-it-like-it-is sports book, kind of peeled back, you know, the curtain to the locker room in sports, and they kept it real. It's hilarious. It's a funny read.
It
still holds up. Really good. Was named by the New York Library as one of the best books of the 20th century, so worth a read. And here's a shout-out. R.I.P. Bulldog. Give them some low smoke, a pounce of Budweiser. If you read the book, you know what I'm talking about.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, here's one a little outside the line. So we got GP at the Peach Jam. Jeff Calkins is going to be here. I'll be here. You'll be here. If you're looking for something to do tomorrow, I know we're a little out in front of it.
Are you adding one?
I've got one for you.
What should I do tomorrow?
Yeah. We've got a little 7-on-7 football tournament over at St. Benedict. We've got 12 teams.
Okay.
Games start at 8 a.m. They run through 1:30. It's going to be hot as hell. Get over there and watch some football. $6 gets you in. You're checking out the Eagles from 2019, and then, you know, there'll be other teams there too, but I'm not here to pump them because, you know, too bad. I don't work there, so work for St. Benedict.
Yeah.
So go check us out tomorrow. Marlon Walls, former Vol, is our head football coach his first year. You got Will Hudgens might be there signing some autographs on the sideline, talking about his upcoming dunk contest with Derek Byers. I don't know. Go check it out. In the meantime, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Everybody, have a great night. Be safe. Catch you manana.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
A short-term loan at Ace Cash Express is an easy way for you to cover unbudgeted expenses. And it's never been more convenient to apply. Come see us at one of our neighborhood locations in Tennessee or visit from your computer or smartphone at acecashexpress.com. Loans at Ace are backed by a 72-hour satisfaction guarantee. If you change your mind, just bring back the money borrowed within 72 hours and we'll call it even.
All loans subject to approval. Loan should be used for short-term financial needs and not as a long-term solution. Customers with credit difficulties should seek credit counseling.
Ace Cash Express, earning your trust since 1968.
Hey, hon.
Hey, babe. You know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic After Hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic After Hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
This is Mike Miller. I'm back close to Platinum Jewelers, the place I've been doing business with for years. Platinum Jewelers does custom design engagement rings, pre-owned Rolexes, wide selection of earrings, right hand rings, pendants, bracelets, and watches. On the web at PlatinumJewelers.com.
Shop where Memphis Tigers assistant coach Mike Miller shops. Visit Platinum Jewelers in their new location at 9387 Poplar Avenue in Germantown, at their East Memphis location at 545 Perkins Extended, or online anytime at PlatinumJewelers.com.
Car not looking its best? Spare your Saturday morning and let someone else do the dirty work with today's Perks Deal. Buy one, get one free car washes at Germantown Car Wash. Conveniently located on Poplar Avenue in Germantown. You can get a thorough and gentle car wash with exceptional customer service and be on with your day before you know it. Germantown Car Wash has got you covered from headlight to taillight to leave your car gleaming and your smile beaming. Don't miss out on this deal. Get yours at GetMyPerks.com. That's GetMyPerks.com.
36 days. That's how long it takes the average company to find their next hire. Glassdoor can help you quickly find the right job candidate in half the resumes. From 62 million job seekers, Glassdoor only matches you with qualified candidates who have the skills and experience your small business needs to grow. And Glassdoor hires are committed. They're 30% more likely to stay with your business longer. Go to glassdoor.com/hire. Glassdoor. Find the right fit for your business.
Guys know more is better. So this month, Sport Clips Haircuts is thanking our clients with a Sport Clips Instant Replay. It's double the MVP experience for the price of a single. So after your fresh cut, we double your relaxing massaging shampoo and our legendary hot steam towel. You can even turn your hot towel into a refreshing chilled towel to get the MVP on ice. Instant Replay. It's the MVP on repeat. Download the Sport Clips app and check in online today.
Hey, can you pick the pace up a little bit here?
Why are you in such a big hurry?
I need to get over to Irene Golf and Country Club to get in on their limited time membership promotion. $100 plus tax, and that includes cart fees, range balls, access to the tennis courts, pools, and fitness facility. There's no initiation fees or minimum food and beverage fees. Are you finished?
Wow.